For the first time this school year, Philadelphia faces the prospect of a widespread shift back to virtual learning. As Omicron surges through the region, many schools are again fully virtual with no clear date set for a return. WHYY's Mallory Falk reports on how this moment compares to the start of the pandemic.
All through winter break, the School District of Philadelphia was getting pressure to make classes virtual for the start of January, but it resisted. Classrooms are safe and in-person school is too important, it said. But then Omicron cases kept skyrocketing. Teachers were calling out. And a last-minute decision was made Monday night to shift dozens of schools online.
Almost simultaneously as I saw the email, one of my teachers called me, another texted me, and my assistant principal texting me. So my phone was, kind of going crazy.
That's Robert Beretta, the principal at William H. Ziegler Elementary School in Northeast Philly. He learned about the same time as the public that his school was on the list, which he ultimately thinks was the right call.
I want to stay open. I do think it's safe for kids to come. But, I think public health experts say it's safe to fly on planes, but I wouldn't fly on the plane if there were nobody in the cockpit.
Ziegler was down 21 staff members on Tuesday, making it hard to give students a safe, effective learning environment. Many, including the teachers' union, said the district should have seen the writing on the wall earlier. For Ziegler teacher Adele Shaw, the last-minute change upended plans.
Instead of me going to bed so I can get energized to see all my lovely babies the next day, even though they're sixth graders, I had to stay up until about 12 o'clock on Monday night, preparing to go virtual on Tuesday.
As COVID cases surge across the nation, driven by the Omicron variant, school districts are grappling with how to respond. One group that's been tracking COVID plans and policies at 100 large districts found 15 recently made adjustments, extending winter break, going fully remote, or moving some schools online. And the calculus for making that call has changed. On the one hand, vaccines are now available for all students and staff. But it's not just about COVID spread anymore.
A lot of the sort of challenges of schools being open or shut, after the winter break, to me is just really about are there enough healthy, non-quarantined staff available to actually be in the buildings to have school be functioning successfully?
Ben Spiker is the principal at KIPP North Philadelphia Academy. His charter network made the call over break to go remote through MLK Day, hoping the worst of Omicron will be over by then.
If you're trying to run a school and a quarter of the staff aren't able to come in because they have COVID or someone at home has the COVID or they were exposed to it, that's just a really hard task to make that productive for kids or consistent for families.
The School District of Philadelphia says it doesn't have a specific threshold for shifting a school to virtual learning and instead considers a variety of factors. That's led to some confusion. Penn Alexander Elementary in West Philly has been open for in-person learning this week, despite more than a dozen staff absences, says Principal Lauren Overton. She and the school nurse have been running the front office because there's no secretary staff.
I feel like I've had roller skates on. I've been a glorified lunch monitor at times.
This week, the city's health department raised the threshold for closing a school during a COVID outbreak. Before, a school had to shut down if 3% of people in the building tested positive. Now it's 10%. At the same time, some teachers say their schools don't have the basic mitigation measures in place to keep staff and students safe and comply with health department guidelines. Jamie Roberts, who teaches English as a second language at Ziegler, thinks going virtual made sense, given how quickly Omicron spreads. But leading up to the decision, she felt really conflicted.
The reason that we're teachers is we want to be with our students, but at the same time, we want the kids to be safe, and we want to be safe for our own sakes and for our family's sakes.
Some onlookers fear that going virtual will become a slippery slope, as it did in March 2020. District leaders are stressing this is temporary. Roberts hopes so.
I would come here in a spacesuit rather than that happen again. I really don't want to go virtual for longer than the shortest possible period of time that's safe.
Mallory Falk, WHYY News.